This is Educated and Empowered. Guys, for those of you who are just tuning in, today's topic is getting alignment with your assignment. And if you're not already doing so, please, I encourage you to follow me across social media, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Clubhouse. You can find and follow me at My Name is Tenille. If you are not already subscribed to my podcast, then I encourage you to please do so. Go to anchor.fm/educated and empowered, and you can subscribe to the podcast and receive episodes that's going to keep you educated and empowered. And so what we've been doing today is talking about the whole topic of getting alignment with your assignment, where it stemmed from, and I've actually given you all some insight to my upcoming book of the same name, Get in Alignment with Your Assignment, 7 tasks to execute your purpose, right? So 7 things you need to do in order to execute your purpose. However, on today's podcast, I'm only going to be giving away 2. The hope is that you will attend the conference, whether in person if you're in Chicago and you can come to join us at 1625 West Diversity, or regardless of where you are in the world, it is going to be live streamed and you can get your virtual tickets as well. And then you'll be able to get all of the information that's going to be discussed. But what the first thing that I gave you guys was, you have to be willing to do it alone, right? So we've talked about that in grave detail. And now what I want to spend this last segment doing is talking about being willing to do it afraid. So many times, and then also understand, before I even go into that, when we're talking about your assignment, because I know that for some people, it may sound like, oh, well, this is for entrepreneurs. No, this is not about entrepreneurship. This is about whatever your purpose may be. If your purpose to be an entrepreneur, then by all means, you can definitively use this for that. But whatever your purpose may be, whether your purpose is to be a spouse, is to be a parent, whether your purpose is to work a particular job, whether your purpose is to be in ministry, whatever it is that your purpose in life is, these tips that I give will fit that, right? Because again, so many people, and being willing to do it alone, if everybody ain't doing it, if they don't have everybody's approval, then they just may not do whatever it is. They may not marry the person of their dreams if everybody don't like them. They may not want to settle down and have a family if everybody don't agree. They may not want to go in ministry if people don't think that that's what they've been called to do. They may not want to take this job if it goes against the grain. So no matter what you're talking about, these tips are going to be, they're going to be relevant. And so I just want to, we're going to go ahead and finish this last segment talking about being willing to do it afraid. Fear is such a powerful emotion. And there are so many times when people know, they know what their purpose to do. You know it. You know that I was called to do this. I was meant to be that, you know, I'm supposed to do this. However, if someone then asks, well, why aren't you doing it? Because it's one thing to not know your purpose, but it's an entirely different matter to know your purpose and not operate in it. And the reason why the bulk of people fail to operate in their presence is because of the fact that they are afraid. And it's so many different things to be afraid of in terms of their perception, right? Because the fact of the matter is that God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so if you're walking in fear, that emotion is not of God. And so you have to be able to check yourself and get that in perspective, right? And so a lot of times, again, one of the fears could be to do it alone. I don't do things on my own. I don't know how. But then people are afraid. They're looking at maybe their bank accounts. They're looking at if it causes them, whatever your passion is, if it causes you to travel. And when I say travel, maybe you don't like to travel, you don't like boats, you don't like planes or whatever, it may cause you to have to move. And so now you don't want to go somewhere. And again, that may be back to the going by yourself. And even if it's not, I don't mind going by myself. You don't want to relocate to a whole new city, town, state, whatever it may be, and have to get reacquainted with folk because you're not good. Excuse me. You may not be good. You might be an introvert and you're not good with having to reintroduce yourself and get friends. Like, there are a variety of reasons that bring fear to people. And there are sometimes when your purpose might actually be something that's going to make you face that fear. And so for many people, it's easier to just disregard it. Let me just ignore it. Let me just act like it's okay, because I don't want to have to face that fear. So if facing the fear means that I just not have to walk in my purpose, then so be it. You know, like, yeah, I do want to walk in my purpose, but at the same point, no, I don't want to have to face this fear. And you have to understand that if you don't face your fear, your fear is going to cheat you out of what God has for you. Fear cripples so many people. And many, many times, it's just something that is in your mind. Many times, you're making it worse than it actually is in real life. But it's just the fact that the fear becomes so real, right? My old pastor used to use the acronym for fear as being false evidence appearing real. So just the fact that it seems real for many people is enough to shut you down, where you just like, I don't even want to try. And so you just really have to be careful about that. You have to be careful and not allow fear to overtake you. You can't make decisions based off fear. I don't remember which podcast I did, but I did a podcast some time ago about logic versus emotion, right? And how you don't want to make decisions from an emotional place, because once you come out of that emotion and you have to, you know, look at things from a logical perspective, many times you're going to end up questioning yourself like, what in the world was I thinking when I did that? And it doesn't matter what the emotion is, whether it's extreme happiness, extreme sadness, anger. Like, once you get back to yourself and that emotion has went away, you look at it from a place of logic, and many times it doesn't align itself with who you are as a person. And so don't be afraid, right? And so here are my tips, because I always tell y'all, when I talk about stuff as a coach, I try not to just talk in vain. I try not to just tell y'all, oh, well, you shouldn't like this or you shouldn't do this. No, I typically try to give you action plans that you can execute to. So instead of just saying, oh, well, this is bad for you. Okay, it may very well be bad for you, but I'm going to tell you what you can substitute it with or what is actually good for you. So with the tips of not doing it alone, or, you know, if we're talking about walking in your purpose, or as the topic of today is get in alignment with your assignment. If two of the steps, step one is saying be willing to do it alone. And you're like, Tanil, that sounds fine and good, but I don't want to do it by myself. Okay, so first of all, you have to be willing to have an open mind. You have to ask yourself, do I want to forego walking in my purpose all because I don't want to do it by myself, right? And only you can determine that. Only you can determine if you're going to live a life of regret. Look, I'm the type of person, I do not believe in living with regret. Anything that I have ever wanted to do, like, that's how come if you look at my life for many people looks extremely random. Like, I am a married mother of many, so that might be traditional, right? I went to school, I got my bachelor's degree, master's degree, again, might be traditional. I worked in corporate jobs, a lot of different ones that have nothing to do with each other. That might be traditional. But then I went on to being an entrepreneur. I went to, you know, like, I started out being an author, which I still am, author, publisher, then started an organization to help other independent authors, and then opened up a bookstore, started this awards gala where I celebrate independent authors, then expanded the brand to include other artists, so visual and performing arts as well. Then I kind of started dabbling in politics a little bit. Just finished running for office. Even though I didn't win, I got over 250,000 votes, which was a huge thing because I've never been involved in politics. I'm a first lady, so I do things like within the church, within the community. I work with outreach ministry. Like, and the point that I'm making is, if there is something that I want to do, whether it's for a day, for a season, or for a lifetime, I am not going to not do it for whatever the reason is. Because here's my thing. A lot of times we say, okay, well, we don't have the money. You have the money to do whatever it is you want to do. You may have to plan. You might have to get discounts. You might have to find friends who work in this place or that place. But money has never been a reason to stop anybody from doing things. It just becomes a convenient excuse to use because we know everybody can identify with that reason. But money has never been something to actually stop you. When you think about the things you wanted to do, if you've allowed money to stop you, it might be because you actually didn't really want to do that thing at all, but money was just a good enough reason not to do it, because then you felt justified within your mind. And again, if you're not going to have resentment, this is not me saying anything about that. I'm simply saying for me, for Tenille, that I'm the type of person, I'm extremely random in a way. I'm very, very structured, which is the irony. I have a particular structure, a particular order that I live my life by. But a creed that I live my life by is, you don't put off for tomorrow what you can do for today. You don't live with regrets. You don't talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda. You do it, period. Because if you do it, then you don't have to say what you woulda did or what you coulda did, because you're actually working on doing it. And so, again, going back to how to overcome that being willing to do it alone, is you have to be real with yourself. And you have to say, look, am I more interested in having people there with me than I am in walking in my purpose? Because I would venture to say, if it's really your purpose, then you shouldn't care about any of the other factors. You shouldn't care whether or not somebody is going to walk with you, because one of the things I can tell you is that God will put on your path and in your path whomever it is that you need. So if you actually need people, be open to the fact that maybe it's not the people that you're looking for. Maybe you thought it was, you wanted it to be your sister, your mother, your cousin, or your uncle, or whoever. But just because it's not them does not mean that God won't send you who it needs to be. Because at the end of the day, if your focus is to walk in your purpose, if your focus is, I want to be obedient to the call that's on my life, then you have to understand that God is a God that works holistically. He's not going to put a call on your life and then not give you the pieces that you need to fulfill that call. Just because it's not what you're looking for or who you're looking for does not mean that you won't get the what or the who that you need. So be open-minded. Talk to yourself, because only you are the one that's going to answer that question. Even though for me, I might be a person that say I don't live with regrets, you might be a person that say, well, it won't bother me that bad if I don't. right? And as long as you can go to bed and go to sleep with yourself every night, and you can look in the mirror and not be mad at that person that's looking at you, not be disappointed in that person that's looking back in the mirror, that's all that matters. It's not about doing what somebody else would do. But the way to overcome being afraid to do it alone, the way to overcome that is, again, I've said it throughout the podcast, you have to be able to understand and accept the power that is in your presence. So who you are as a person, you got to get comfortable with you. That's point blank and period. You got to love you. You got to be okay with yourself, flaws and all, because at the end of the day, you are the only person that you are with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you got to be comfortable with you. Then the second one is in being willing to do it afraid. You got to kick fear out, right? Like, understand that it's still going to be some things that you might not overcome all fear, right? So, like, say if you're a person that thunder scares you. Thunder may always scare you, or lightning may always scare you, but it's not going to stop thunder and lightning from happening. Thunder and lightning are going to happen, but are you going to allow the fact that every time it thunder and light, you know, if it's thunder and lightning outside, that you're going to just stop what you're doing? Only you know the answer to that. Or are you going to go to YouTube or go to Google and find you some type of quick fix? Because you, again, there are so many resources and solutions at our fingertips. And what happens is, if it's something we don't want to do, then there's always an excuse that you can come up with that will make you feel justified. But if you're really trying to do something, there is always a way to overcome it. So no matter what your fear is, the tip is identify what your fears are. What is it that's holding you back? What is it that's stopping you? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of success? Are you afraid of failing? Are you afraid of doing it alone? Are you afraid of doing it broke? Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? So identify your fear and then confront it. How do you confront it? You come up with solutions. The only way that something remains a problem is that you never seek the solution. But anytime there's a problem, there's a solution for everything that's out here. Sometimes the solution may not come to you, but there's a solution for everything that's out here. And so sometimes you may have to call on someone else who's already done it, who's already been where you're trying to go, so that they can shed light, because there is only so much that you know on your own. And so, yes, you do need other people. So understand, when I'm saying be willing to do it alone, that is not me saying that now you have to become an island, because I'm the main person that says no man's an island to himself, right? So I'm not saying that you have to be on this island by yourself in order to do it. No, what I'm saying is you should not allow the absence of your preferred people to hinder you from walking in your purpose. And so I'm hoping that that helped you guys. I'm hoping that that has shed some light. I'm hoping that it has helped to not just educate you, but empower you to walk in your purpose. And, you know, many of us like to wait until the new year before we actually start doing new things, when the reality is that today could be your new year, right? Because if you count 365 days from the day, that's a year. So you don't necessarily have to wait until January to start doing things the new way. But if you are that person that it just gives you that added momentum to know that, ooh, come that new year, then, you know, I'm going to really start over. Like, there are some mantras that I'm already using, which is, and I'll share them with you guys. And if y'all use them, you better cite the source. You better quote me. But I have 23 is the year of the best me. 2023 will, so you can either say 2023 is the year of the best me, or 2023 is my year of consistency for all of my procrastinators, for all of those people who started something and never finished it. 2023 is my year of consistency. And then, like I say, 2023 is the year of the best me. So if you want to wait, then first of all, pray that the Lord allows you to see 2023. But what I will do is, again, encourage you all to come on out to this conference, get in alignment with your assignment. We're going to really delve into 7 different issues. And so it's a 4-hour conference. When I tell you that these 4 hours are going to fly by, most of the conferences that I do that are 4 hours, I typically have to I have to kick people out after like 5 to 6 hours. Like, no, we're done. We're done, done now, you know. But it's a 4-hour conference. If you come in person, food is included in your ticket. And I do encourage you guys to stop putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. And so if you know that it's time for you to level up, if you constantly have been making excuses, I'm calling you out. You know, I'm calling you out. Hey, let's work together. Let's do this. Let's be in this room and let's work it through. I've given you all freely 2 of the 7 steps that we're going to discuss within this conference. And again, depending on what level ticket you get, the book itself will be included in your admission. So you'll be able to take it home and do a little bit more than what those without the book will be able to do. But if you cannot make it, maybe you don't live in Chicago, maybe you don't live in Illinois, maybe you don't even live in the United States, but you want access to it, then again, it will be live streamed. You will be able to get virtual access to it. And I encourage you guys to go to my website, mynameistaneel.com. When you go there, I want to say that there is a link for events. And so when you see that link, you will be able to purchase, whether it be a virtual ticket or in-person ticket. And so I definitely want to make sure that you guys do that. mynameistaneel.com. As Miss Ivy Roman is joining us, she's going to either have a question or a comment about what we're talking about today. Get in alignment with your assignment. Hi, Ivy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Jackson?
I am well.
You activated my spirit. I've been working and listening and agreeing and say, ooh, yeah, that's right. Keep saying it. So let me tell you. I heard you live yesterday, and we messaged each other. And when I saw you live this morning, I was like, yes. I was so excited to see that beautiful face and name on my screen.
Wow.
I love what you said about the not waiting for January. And yes. and I actually have been talking about that on my Instagram a lot lately. It's like, why are you going to wait for a whole calendar to change?
Mm-hmm.
When you want to make the decision right now.
That's it.
Make the decision right now for you, because you have a head start. Mm-hmm. There's 12 months in a year. Mm-hmm. You starting before,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, just starting to put that idea or that thought or that vision together. And, you know, you talking about alignment with your assignment. I just received my calling this year. She was just brought to light this year. And I've been so eager to get to work, Ms. Jackson. I was just like, all right, God, you want me to do this? Okay, so I'm doing this. All right, so but what's gonna be after this? Like, I'm curious. I'm engaged and I'm curious and I'm hungry. And last year, before 2022 start, I said Psalms is my favorite chapter mm-hmm. in the Bible, the longest and my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's look at 22 as a chapter in Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, it read my entire situation, my emotions, my thoughts, my feelings. I was like, okay, God, we are getting in alignment with you. And I said, you know what, going forward, you know, let's do 2 years. Let's see how it plays out.
I like
it. I've been healing, mama. I've been healing from
yes.
mental health issues, from trauma, from my own disappointments within myself, learning how to forgive myself, because that's
yes.
what was holding me back, and learning how to say, all right, this wasn't my best season, but how can we start healing
mm-hmm.
once we acknowledge it,
mm-hmm.
right? So I decided, like, all right, so we're going to do the same thing we did in 21 for the new 22 for 23. Psalms 23
mm-hmm.
is going to be not only the scripture for my year, but it's going to be the reminder for when things go bad. Hey, remember, we have to stay aligned, because you could be aligned, you could be going. But if you don't remain with that alignment, if you don't stay within that structure, if you don't pull those people that God has placed in your life for that assignment, if you don't use them and help them, be like, hey, please help me, please, because I'm confused and I don't understand. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to, not understand, but reminded that their confusion does not come from God. Because if you are confused, it means you are on the right path. And if you're getting confused, the confusion is trying to throw you off. Mm-hmm. So right now, anyone listening, and I love you, Miss Jackson. If you give me permission, just pray real quick for everybody that's tuning in. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Father God, right now, I pray for every single person listening to this podcast, no matter what platform, on Wisdom or anyone else that has been confused, uncertain, or just feeling alone. God, I pray that you may sit within that confusion and start dividing it, start dissecting it, start bringing it together, so we could be clear, as it is clear as a child seeing their mother and father for the first time. Lord, I pray right now that you are in disalignment, and when two or more are gathered in agreement with you, Father, we know that you are here in the midst. So we are calling you and praying Psalms 23 over every single person, because it's the Lord, Jesus. You are our shepherd. You are all that we need. You have given us green meadows to rest on. When we feel discouraged, I pray that you may send that peace and send that heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. And we call on 2023 to be a season of clarity, a season of blessing, a season of reconciliation, whether it's in your family, business, or if it's within yourself. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Ivy. Because look, as you were talking and then when you were praying, so y'all who listening to me, we finna go into overtime. I'm not gonna stay long, but we're gonna go into overtime because I need to kind of just give what was given to me about Psalm 23, and I know that this thing isn't going to allow you to stay in queue because it has a time, but I hope that you're able to stay tuned in. But I just want to let you know that I definitely would love, I know you reached out about us collaborating, I would love for us to do so. Let me know whenever and whatever. But I'm going to give the people an extension about Psalm 23. And then also, God gave me, as you were talking, I want to do a series. Y'all know I just did a series on the fruit of the Spirit, but I want to do a series about the names of God, and just who he is. I've preached before in my church, not this particular thing, but within a sermon that I did, I brought out 10 of the names of God, one being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is with thee, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, and so on and so forth. And I think that I'm going to do that. I think that I'm going to do like a 10-day series, or whether I do 10 days in a row or what have you, just 10 different podcasts where we talk about the names of God and the power behind those names. And so if you are looking for God, he is in his word. Ivy just shared some things with Psalms 23, and I'm about to go into overtime with that. But I want for you all to start looking, those of you who are believers, start looking for for God to show up, because that's just what he does and that's who he is. So don't give up, don't be discouraged, but understand how to find him. And so Miss Ivy, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're already following me. We will be connected. If you all are not already following Ivy, follow her at Ivy Roman on Wisdom. And like I say, I just appreciate you so much for coming in, and thank you for that prayer.
No, thank you, because as you were speaking, God was like, go get your Bible, open it, we got some things to say. So that was, I thank God more than anything for allowing to use me through in this space with you and with everyone that is tuning in today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, and stay tuned in.
Thank you. Same here. And we have a lot of talking to do offline. So I'm going to send you my number when you have the chance. Let's talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for those of you all who are still tuned in, you actually are about to get the bonus. I thought I was going to be done, y'all. But when I tell you that as Ivy was praying, God just dropped into my spirit to give a revelation of Psalms 23 to the people. And so I don't have my Bible open, but as David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart. And so I'm just going to recite the 23rd Psalm, and I just want to give you revelation as it goes. She was talking about 2023, the year 2023, and I touch and agree that you can look at the 23rd division of Psalms as being light and being guidance for you. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So let's just stop it right there. The Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd makes sure that he's taking care of the sheep. And so if you declare that God is your shepherd, then by default, that means that you are declaring yourself to be his sheep, which means that you are submitting to his will. You are saying, I know that I don't have what the knowledge is that I need, because a sheep needs the sheep needs the shepherd to guide them, right? So regardless of how much purpose a sheep may have, the sheep needs guidance. And so if you are declaring that the Lord is your shepherd, then by default, you just automatically declare yourself to be a sheep. And you're saying, Lord, regardless of how much I know, I don't know it all. Regardless of how much I don't have it all. I need your direction. I need your guidance. And then when you keep going, it says, I shall not want. So the fact that I declare you to be my shepherd automatically means that I don't have to want for anything, because you by nature, as my shepherd, it's your job to take care of me. It's your job to guide me. It's your job to lead me. Your job to direct me, to make sure that whatever it is that I need, that is going to be taken care of. So I do not have to want. And that is one of the names of God, Jehovah Ra. He is the Lord our shepherd. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So if you're lying down in green pastures, understand that green, if we're talking about vegetation is alive when it's green. If something is dead, then that means that it's going to be brown. It's going to be, you all have seen it when you go somewhere and you just got all of these brown, dirty patches because the vegetation, the life has died. But if you're in green pastures, then that means that you are living. That means that there is life that's there. And so God is going to make sure that whatever it is that you need, what you're looking for, it is going to be alive. And so you can speak to your situation that is going to be green. It is going to live. There's a word that says you're going to live. So I speak life. As long as the Lord is leading you, he will lead you into green pastures. He will make sure that you have what it is that you need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So all of you who are all complaining about chaos and how hectic your life is and the fact that you are lacking peace, if you allow God to lead you, he's going to lead you beside the still waters. The waters are not raging. The storms are not overtaking you, because he is leading leading you. And again, remember that story of when the disciples were on the boat with Jesus and they were in the midst of this storm. Where was Jesus at? He was in the ship asleep. So while the disciples are losing their minds and they're all worried and stressed out and anxious because they're looking at the storm, they're looking at the waves and how tumultuous the sea is, Jesus was asleep because the storm, your storm, doesn't bother him because he knows that all he has to do is speak peace. So it may be a storm to you, but that's why you need to cast your cares to him so he can speak to the water. He can speak peace in your life and then it will be calm. So he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Those who have gotten down to the very end, you don't know what to do. You feel like giving up. You feel like letting go. If you allow him to be your shepherd, he will restore you. He will revive you. He will rejuvenate you. He will reignite you. He will re-energize you. So you have to understand that this journey that you're going through, this path that you're going down, you are not alone. Even if the person that you thought who was going to be there doesn't show up, if you declare him to be your shepherd, you are not alone. You will not be alone. My God, we just want to say thank you. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So a shadow is what? It's not the actual thing, but it is the shadow of the thing. So it may appear like it's death, whatever it is, whether we're talking about actual death, physical death, maybe it's the death of a relationship, the death of a job. There is an ending of something that's coming on, but you don't have to be afraid because he's leading you through the shadow of death. So don't worry about it. Don't allow it to make you fearful just because of what the thing looks like. Again, fear, false evidence appearing real. Don't allow yourself to be overtaken by fear. My God, we thank you. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He restored my soul. My God, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So you have to understand that there are going to be people who don't like you, and that's okay. Everybody ain't purposed to be your friend. You don't have to have friends with everybody. You ain't going to always be the person that's going to go viral. You ain't going to have a billion followers, but it's okay because guess what? People, the ones that you're trying to get to like you, the ones you trying to fit in with, those may be the very ones that's trying to stab you in your back, smiling in your face all at the same time. But again, if you declare God to be your shepherd, then he's going to have you. He's going to make sure that your enemy are your footstool. He's going to prepare a table before you. So he's going to allow you to eat before your enemies. He's going to give you favor in front of your enemies. When they like, oh my God, I can't figure it out because I was plotting against her all along. I thought that I was praying for him to die all along, but the Lord is going to fix that thing. So that way, guess what? They're going to have to look and see you prosper. While they trying to figure it out, they're going to have to see that you're prospering. While they're talking about you, while they're plotting against you, the Lord is going to fix it so that they see you prosper. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And always when I was younger and I had to memorize this scripture, I didn't understand what it was saying. I didn't know the power behind the words. I just knew the words. And so when I would hear surely goodness and mercy, I thought surely was a thing like goodness and mercy. I didn't understand what it was saying. But what God is saying is that surely, with assurance, goodness and mercy. And when we talked about the fruit of the Spirit, remember, goodness is one of those fruit. So goodness will follow you all the days of your life. When you elect for the Lord to be your shepherd, he has already set the path up for you. So if you listen to that journey, when we're talking about being in alignment, when you're listening to that journey, it's going to be some things that come up that might frighten you. But it said, I will fear no evil. So no matter what it is that's going on, later in the word, it tells us like this: no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. So no matter what it is, whether it's sickness, whether it's illness, whether it's family members, whether it's enemies, whether it's financial issues, no matter what the weapon is that is formed. So it's saying it's going to form, but it's not going to prosper. In other words, it's the shadow of the thing. You don't have to be afraid of the shadow of the thing. God is blocking the thing itself from getting you. All you're going to get is the shadow. Don't allow yourself to be afraid of the shadow, because the shadow don't have any power. It might be evil, but the evil is not going to consume you. It might form, but again, what does the word say? Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good. So that shadow, that appearance of evil, is still going to work together for your good. But as long as you are allowing the Lord to lead you, surely you have that reassurance that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And then David ends by saying, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so if you allow your house to be God's temple, you can then dwell with him at all times. And so anyway, y'all, I just want to drop that because that was the word that God had given me as Ivy was speaking. And so those of y'all who just came on, you can be kind and go to anchor.fm and listen to this podcast, because what I'm doing, I'm trying to get y'all over there on Anchor. And so after I do my talks on wisdom, then I just erase the podcast and you guys can come over and listen to the replay on anchor.fm. And they'll be free there. The ones that's here will be free there. But there are also exclusive episodes, bonus content that I make specifically for my subscribers. So I encourage you guys to subscribe to the podcast. It's only $3.99 a month. If you all want to connect with me, then be sure to find and follow me across social media, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Clubhouse. You can find me at My Name is Tenille. If you want to reach out to me professionally, for whether it be consultation or coaching services, then you can go to mynameistenille.com. If you were touched by this episode and you're like, man, I need to be in the room, whether it's the virtual room or the actual room, for the Get in Alignment with Your Assignment conference, then again, go to mynameistenille.com and it is under the events page. Or you can just connect with me, inbox me, and I'll send you the direct link. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate you all so much, and you guys have a great rest of your day.